This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The manhunt for the suspected gunman in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO last week, taking New York City police to Pennsylvania. A man there being held for questioning. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The NYPD is sending detectives to Altoona, Pennsylvania, hoping to get involved with this lead. I'm told that the authorities have taken this person into custody. We don't have an ID on him, but they've taken him into custody for questioning in connection with the shooting death of Brian Thompson.
Syrian rebels in charge now after taking control of the capital in Syria and ousting the Assad regime. Bashar al-Assad and his family fleeing to Russia, where they've been granted asylum. The U.S. has since conducted airstrikes, hitting 75 ISIS targets in central Syria. Director of Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, who met with Assad back in 2017 and shown support, is on Capitol Hill today, meeting with senators. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A third person has declared their candidacy for mayor in La Crosse. Vicky Markison, who lost by just 205 votes in 2021's mayoral race to Mitch Reynolds, turned in her paperwork on Friday. Reynolds said he isn't running for re-election. Markison, a business consultant and former CEO of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, joins Shondell Washington Spivey and Ellie McLoon as the declared candidates for mayor. A primary will be held in February before the spring election on April 1st. Wisconsin high school football coaches are proposing a drastic reform in how teams qualify for the playoffs. That comes after the WIAA admitted it made a mistake in setting this year's playoff field. Citing a lack of transparency in the WIAA's computerized seeding and selection process, the WFCA laid out its plan on December 4th. Coaches will vote on it December 13th, with the hopes that it will reach the WIAA's Board of Control in February for adoption as soon as the 2025 season. You can see the plan and learn more about it on our website. Gas prices continue to come down in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.2 cents per gallon for an average of 271. This is over 10 cents lower than a month ago and more than 11 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. You can find gas as cheap as 247 in Wisconsin, though the most expensive is 338. The average in the nation has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time in well over 3 years. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could potentially fall another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices haven't changed over the past 6 weeks, averaging around $2.76 per gallon, which puts the Cooley region higher than the state average for the first time in 2 months. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Adamus goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild with high temperatures soaring to the upper 40s. We'll slide below freezing and stay there for the rest of the week. Highs tomorrow reach near 30. By Wednesday, snow moves in, we're in the low 20s, and the cold crashes us Thursday to the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers. So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast. It is Monday, December 9th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here for the World Headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. And as Keith Jackson used to say on ABC Sports, whoa, Nelly! Mumbling, stumbling, bumbling. It is going to be a hot time in the old town tonight in hour number 2, Zommers. All kinds of great things to give away.
Indeed. No three-way blenders this time, but we've got a bevy of other fantastic gifts.
That's very, very true. Coming up just a little bit later, also, What's Worse, where we ask you to call in, or you could text as well, but call in and weigh in on the question of the day. So What's Worse is on its way. We'll also take up and finish off and round off, put a point on it, as they say, this issue we were talking about in hour one. President-elect Donald Trump's interview with Kristen Welker on NBC, the issue of immigration, Dreamers, Wisconsin agriculture, what Governor Evers said, what Tom Tiffany said. We'll put a point on that as well a little bit later in this broadcast. But right now at 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, here we go, Mr. Zommers. Time once again for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
That is fantastic. Yes, your chance to win fabulous prizes on Civic Media's. That's why it's different. It's a grown-up gift list. You understand?
Indeed.
It's a grown-up gift list. Text to win contest. Great. This is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And by the way, how about that music? Courtesy of the great Darlene Love and Paul Schaefer and the world's most dangerous band from the old Letterman show. They ended their last show before Christmas. They always had Darlene Love come and sing that song, and it was always spectacular. So that's where the music came from. Anyway, this is great. Now, it begins today, and it goes through a week from Friday, so until the 20th of December. So here's my recommendation. Put off your Christmas shopping, because you can play every day and you might win money. You might win a fabulous prize, and you could give that to your significant other as a gift. It will save you money in the gift shopping department. And then if you don't win, you know, do what I do. Shop after the 20th of December for your Christmas gifts, right? All right, so here we go. This is an hourly contest, one winner per hour. You have chances at 7 in the morning, 11 a.m. on Jay and Matt Nair's show, Matt Nair on Air, 1 o'clock hour with our show, and at 4 o'clock with Dom Selvia and the Dom Selvia show. All right. And every hour we do this contest, you're going to win every hour. Not every day, every hour that we do this contest, someone is going to win either a clean, crisp, brand new $100 Benjamin Franklin cash bill or an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And let me tell you, I've stayed overnight at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's a lovely, lovely place. Serene, kind of out and away from the hustle and bustle of downtown Dells. Lots of pine trees. They have a golf course there. They have water activities, indoor and outdoor. So if you go during the winter, you could still, it's almost like taking a vacation to the Bahamas and staying in Wisconsin because you're warm inside, putting a swimsuit, and they have a beautiful restaurant, bar. It's a great, great place, all right? So you're either going to win $100 cash or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. And then for every entry that you put in, that enters you in to win one of eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 grand prizes will be chosen randomly at the end of the contest, at the end of next week, all right? Prizes include a robot vacuum, a couple of those, a humidifier, 2 espresso machines, a snow blower, and a couple of sets of luggage. How about that, Summers? I mean, it's a bevy of prizes.
Truly, it is. Yeah. And there are so many chances throughout these 2 weeks to listen.
Yes. And as we said earlier, I'm not looking for trouble. You understand? It's the holidays. I'm just here to make people happy. And over on Matt Nair on Air, they're getting smart again. And they decide to throw down the gauntlet and have some kind of a contest to see who can get the most entries. There's no bet this time. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just here to make people happy, you understand? All right, here we go. So here's how you do it. If you haven't done it already, let me walk you through. Because it can be kind of complicated the first time. Go to your iPhone or your Android device. All right? Go to your App Store. APP stands for application. The App Store. And then there'll be a search bar in your App Store. You type Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C Media. Civic Media. It pops up. There's a CM logo. You click on that. It'll take you less than a minute to download it. It's free. Won't cost you a dime. And then you open that app up. Let me just do it with you in real time on my handy-dandy iPhone right now. There it is, the Civic Media app. You click that. It comes up. Look at that. Look at that. It's fantastic. The first 11 stations are all of our talkers. Waukesha, Madison, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Richland Center, La Crosse, Amory, Hayward. All right? We're on all those stations. Click on the one closest to you. They want to know which station you listen to. So find the one closest to you and click on that. If there doesn't happen to be one close to you, you can just click on whichever. But try to do the one closest to you. So you click on that. All right? And then in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text, T-E-X-T, text, and little bubbles around it. All right, click on the text icon. Now it looks like a traditional text message you would send to a friend. Now you're all set to go. So now I'm going to give you the word of the hour. You type this word in and hit send. And by the way, this hour, we're giving away a $100 bill. $100 cash this hour. The key word this hour is gift. Gift. Send Zommers a gift. G as in George, I, F as in Frank, T as in Todd. Gift. The key word this hour is gift. All right? So type the word gift right now. Somebody this hour is going to win $100. Oh, by the way, before the attorneys come in here and take me off the air. This is a statewide contest.
Yes, it is.
Very, very. It's not local. It's not regional. This contest is statewide.
And if you're driving right now, don't worry. You can keep your eyes on the road. We're going to be saying the word throughout the hour. And you have until the end of the 1 o'clock hour to text in GIFT.
Yeah. And at the end of the hour, straight up, when it's 10000
or 20000
or 20000, somebody's going to win a $100 bill this hour. So be smart. Download the Civic Media app and go to your local station. Click on the text icon and then type the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, G-I-F-T, GIFT. All right? Type in GIFT. And somebody this hour is going to win a very nice gift indeed, a $100 bill. That is Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. It's grown up because of some of the prizes. You're not going to give a kid a snowblower.
You shouldn't, at least.
Probably not, no. These are gifts for the grown-ups. $100 cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista. Every hour we do this, your next opportunity after us is later on in Dom Selvia's show, where apparently he's also giving away cannolis.
I was not aware of this. Neither was he.
Not true. But Dom will have another great prize for you. But don't wait till then. Do it right now. Text in GIFT, G-I-F-T. GIFT is the word of the hour. All right. Should we get right into what's worse, or should we wait a minute on that? We should. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Angie, listening in Monroe, wanted to chime in on the political topic of the day, which is we were talking about this interview with Donald Trump over the weekend on NBC on immigration and the fact that Governor Evers said, look, you know, I'm trying to protect Wisconsin's agriculture here, and let's see where this goes. We need legislation at the federal level first. And Tom Tiffany, the congressman up north of Wisconsin, goes after Evers and says he's not putting Wisconsinites first, which I just fundamentally disagree with. Angie, you wanted to say what on this? Angie from beautiful Monroe, by the way, in Greene County. What say you, Angie?
Well, all I know is when I was younger, I tried to work on a cow farm. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't even last a day.
It's hard work, right?
Hours. It is the hardest, smelliest, stinkiest work. And I work with animals my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I have so much respect for the farmer. I mean, that work is hard. And you got to start at 3-4 in the morning to get these cows milked. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, most white people are not going to do this. I'm sorry. There is a lot, yes. But for the hard, gritty stuff, no.
Yeah.
And so those cows are going to get sore and they're going to end up all sold at auctions and there's going to be a milk shortage. I mean, unless you all want to go oat milk, which is actually kind of what I like, but I just prefer it. I buy milk too, just so y'all know. But we need the workers too. I mean, even out in California, the field. I lived out there and I mm-hmm. never saw a white person out there. And I lived out there my whole life.
Right.
And they got a system going. And if you have TikTok, you watch it. They're showing posts now of how these farmers are going through their fields and how fast they work. We can't do that. I don't know how they work that hard and how they can do it that fast, but mad respect for the farmers, just saying.
Yep.
And we just need to find a way to legalize these people. We had an immigration bill.
Appreciate it, Angie. Appreciate the call, Angie Monroe. Come back, talk more about this and address one of the callers from last hour's concern as well. Don't forget the GIFT this hour on the Civic Media Text to Win contest. GIFT, G-I-F-T, GIFT. Text it in now on the Civic Media app. Back after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the 2024 election, estimates show that more than 83 million Americans voted early in person or by mail. President Donald Trump said December 5th he wants to look at returning to same-day voting. Speaking at a Fox Nation award ceremony where Trump was honored as the network's Patriot of the Year, he said, quote, "We're going to do things that have really been needed for a long time, and we are going to look at elections. We want to have paper ballots, one-day voting, voter ID, and proof of citizenship, unquote. Early voting options have expanded to 46 states since 2000. Election data company TargetSmart estimates almost 83.7 million Americans voted early in-person, universal mail ballot, or absentee ballot. Among that 83.7 million were 35.16 million Republican early voters. The Texas Tribune reports that in the state's most reliably red counties, 50.4% of votes were cast early. In Trump's home state of Florida, where voting by mail is popular among seniors, over 3 million voters voted by mail and over 5.6 million votes were cast early in person, according to Secretary of State figures. The U.S. Supreme Court, which has deferred to the power of states to regulate elections, is unlikely to embrace any federal mandate to curb state-implemented early voting. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are right smack dab in the middle of our adults only, no, grown up gift list. Grown up gift list, a text to win contest. Your chance to win several fabulous prizes this hour, 40 minutes from now, 39 minutes from now. Somebody's going to win a $100 bill, but you have to enter in via text on the Civic Media app. Download it for free on your Apple or Android device. Choose the station closest to you with first 11. Or if you don't have one close to you, just choose the top one or two, whatever. And then hit the text button and text the word gift, G-I-F-T, gift. And send it in. One of those entries this hour wins $100. And by the way, it's a statewide giveaway. Then every entry will be entered in for grand prizes. And at the end of the 2 weeks, somebody is going to win a bunch. Well, multiple people, I should say, are going to win some fabulous grand prizes. And by the way, somebody was listening earlier, obviously. Michaela in West Bend, listening on WAUK, says the grand prize winners actually get to choose off the list. So unless you're the last person to choose, you should be able to get something you could use. Very, very, that's accurate. That's very accurate.
That was actually me texting her back when she asked a question, really? And she reacted to it. So it showed up as another text. But yes.
No, well, I thought, well, wow, somebody really is digging down deep there. But that's true. That you'll get to choose off the list unless you're the last person and then right. get whatever's left.
What she said was, what if you get the snowblower and you're a renter? I guess you just have to sell it. And I was like, well, unless you're the last person to choose and nobody else wanted a snowblower, you get to pick off the list is what our
right.
stuff
well,
says.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, I guess if you're a renter, I mean, maybe you want to just keep it. And they can,
if you have the space.
You could just have the space and then you get to start yourself a snowblowing business.
Perhaps you could.
Right? Just go around the neighborhood and start doing people's driveways or whatever. That's one of the great prizes. A snowblower. If you need to get out of town fast, a set of luggage. A robot vacuum. I'm very interested to talk. Trigby Olson has one of these. He'll tell us more about it on Wednesday.
I mean, there's not that much to tell, I feel like.
I think there is.
Is there?
Especially if you have a pet. Yeah.
Oh, if you have a pet, yeah. That's true.
A humidifier and a couple of espresso machines. Those are the grand prizes. Think about that. I mean, you know, you can wake up every morning and fix yourself an espresso drink. Lovely. Those are the grand prizes. Every person that enters in is eligible to win one of these grand prizes. But every hour, someone's going to get either $100 cash or an overnight getaway at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Great place to stay, by the way. This hour, it's a $100 bill. So text right now on the Civic Media app, GIFT, G-I-F-T, GIFT, to the Civic Media app. Great opportunity to win. All right, Mr. Zomers, 24 now past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Now let's make it clear. You can't win anything on What's Worse. You win on the Text to Win giveaway. The grown-up gift list, by the way. Is there a certain attire you have to wear for this, by the way, the grown-up gift list?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't remember hearing anything about that.
Very good. Did you ever buy anything new or what?
Well, I got that, but
every time a whip claps, an angel gets his. I didn't know that, by the way. Did you know that?
I did not either, but right. I guess that's you learn something new every
that's
day.
That's the grown up part of It's a Wonderful Life. Those are the things were edited out for the family version, but apparently that was the way originally that the movie ended.
You know, back in the day, they made child actors say some weird stuff. Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right, here now, what's worse? This is very good. What's worse, waiting at the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, or waiting at airport security? What's worse, waiting at the DMV or waiting at airport security? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. You can text as well. You can first text us the word GIFT. And then text us what's worse, waiting at the DMV or waiting at airport security. But send it in two different texts. This is all seriousness. No, you know, look, I'm not joking around. I'm being serious. When you enter the text to win contest, only send us the word, and it has to be spelled correctly, because this is all done to keep human biases out of this. This is all done via computer. So if you deviate at all from the correct entry, it'll be tossed out. So make sure you spell it correctly. GIFT, G-I-F-T. Just text us that. Then if you want to text us the what's worse, you can do that separately. What's worse, waiting at the DMV or waiting at airport security? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You have an opinion on this, Somers?
I do. So in my opinion, airport security is much worse.
Really?
Okay, why was it? That's because at the DMV, you can sit down.
Sometimes.
That's true. I guess in Wisconsin, they usually, in my experience, have not been so busy that I haven't been able to sit.
Really?
But for me, with airport security, you're sitting there, standing there holding all your stuff, waiting in line. It's loud. They can both be loud, but right. And getting all sweaty because your backpack's on your back and it's warm in the airport. And
right.
Then I go up there, and by that time, I've sweat enough on my back that they have to swab it to test for explosives.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You've been swabbed at airport security because you've been so sweaty.
Yeah,
because
they're like, you got all this liquid on your back? We got to check that. And I was like, what are you checking for? And they're like, explosives. And I was like, I did not even think of that, but all right.
Aaron Zomers, we've learned something new today. We've learned something new about Aaron Zomers. He has become so sweaty at airport security that he's been swabbed for explosives.
It's true.
That's extraordinary. Well,
so that's worse, in my opinion.
All right. What's worse, waiting for the DMV or waiting at airport security? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton texting in says airport security is worse. At the DMV, I can sit and they don't take my stuff. Kind of like numbers. All right. Let's see. A listener on WMDX in Madison says the airport is a nightmare and it feels like you're trapped. Worst case scenario, you could just leave the DMV. Well, that's a good point. I'll tell you what I think was worse, and also more on the Text to Win giveaway when we come back. Lots more ahead. Do not go anywhere. It's the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse School District is changing up its daily structure for next school year. In addition to beginning the school year on August 21st, the district will have new hours. Elementary school days will be from 7:45 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Middle and high school days will run from 8:25 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., according to the district's website. In addition, there will be no more year-round schedules at two of the district's schools. The district said the earlier start date will help save over $200,000 in transportation costs. It's the 26th year of the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train as it makes its way across North America. Today, people in central and western Wisconsin can enjoy lights and music as the holiday train rolls through the state. The first stops this afternoon will be in Portage and Wisconsin Dells before making its way through Mauston, Tomah, Sparta, and La Crosse this evening. The train will then make several stops in southeastern Minnesota tomorrow along the Wisconsin border, including La Crescent, Winona, Wabasha, and Hastings. You can see the schedule of stops on our website. The holiday train raises money for local charities and food banks and also brings awareness to food insecurity in area communities. It's free to attend each stop, but it's asked that people going to see the holiday train bring food or money donations to help stock local food pantries. Musical performers at the Wisconsin stops this year are Tierra Kennedy and The Lone Bellow. You can find out more information by visiting civicmedia.us or by visiting cpkr.com and tapping or clicking on Holiday Train. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet continues to take shape, and one of the latest picks has a Wisconsin connection. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
A Milwaukee executive is heading to Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Frank Bisignano, the CEO of Milwaukee-based Fiserv, to lead the Social Security Administration. In Trump's announcement, he praised Bisignano's record in transforming large corporations. Fiserv says they have a long-term succession plan in place.
Another Trump cabinet pick is former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, who Trump has tabbed to head up the Department of Transportation.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild with high temperatures soaring to the upper 40s. We'll slide below freezing and stay there for the rest of the week. Highs tomorrow reach near 30. By Wednesday, snow moves in, we're in the low 20s, and the cold crashes us Thursday to the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Shoot.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, December 9th. Zommers, explain. I couldn't make out the words very well.
Fair enough. That is DMV by Primus, a band I've played before.
Primus.
Because they're just weird. So here are the lyrics. Here's what he was saying at the beginning of that tune there. I've been to hell. I spell it DMV. Anyone that's been there knows precisely what I mean. Stood there and I've waited and choked back the urge to scream. And if I had my druthers, I'd screw a chimpanzee because it's pointless.
The band Prime.
Primus.
Sorry, Primus. All right. The question this hour, it ties in. What's worse, waiting for the DMV or waiting for airport security? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tyler, listening in beautiful Columbia County via WMDX, Tyler says, airport security is worse. The DMV isn't bad outside of the city. Either way, I take Amtrak and avoid both. Oh, well done. Well done, Tyler. I think he makes a great point there because I've been to the DMV back at Richland Center. It's an entirely different experience than the DMV in Madison. So it's usually lines are not. Now, I'll say this. Under the Scott Walker administration, they cut back the funding dramatically for DMV, particularly in rural areas. So a lot of places, instead of having a weekly office opening, it's only every other week. They made other staff cuts as well. So it's more difficult to, to go into the DMV in rural areas because of Walker and the Republicans. I say that as someone who worked for a Republican at the time and saw it firsthand. And that was intentional, by the way, to lessen the ability for people to get legal IDs, to lessen their ability to vote. But that's a story, a different bottle of wine for a different day.
Also, Paul and Spooner, who called in earlier, says that the airport line is worse. He had his shoes swabbed in Florida twice. So I'm not the only one who's been tested for explosives.
So Paul has had his shoes swabbed. I've never had my shoes swabbed. Right. Now, here's the deal. And again, feel free to weigh in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, waiting at the DMV or waiting at airport security? I will say that airport security is worse because my rationale is you don't have to get undressed at the DMV because oftentimes, depending upon, and there's no consistency anymore, right? So like some places you don't have to take off your shoes anymore. Other places you partner have to get down to your underwear. I mean, they want you to take off everything, your hat, your hoodie, your belt, your shoes, you know. On the other hand, I've never been patted down at the DMV. So there's that. I mean, there's always a possibility you could get patted down, which I call a date.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's part of the normal procedure.
Sometimes I hide electronics in my belt just to get patted down. Chris Geezy on Facebook says, well, apparently Elon will have the DMV wait time down to 2.8 seconds between AI and robots. Well, I guess there's that.
If he can, cool.
Right. Like, look, if he can do it, more power to it. All right. So I will say that my answer is the TSA line, the airport security is worse because generally speaking, it's less painful experience at the DMV, generally. Yes.
And we got a couple more texts saying the airport's worse. You have no control over the situation. And you can always check back at the DMV tomorrow. Thanks, Eric in Madison. And John in West Bend says he had to have his CPAP machine swabbed a few times.
Oh.
So, I think the consensus is pretty clear on this one.
Yeah.
That airport, waiting in line at airport security is worse.
Is worse. There you go. All right. So that's what's worse for the day. Also, don't forget, we're right in the middle, smack dab, in the middle of Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win $100. $100 up for grabs this hour. Simply go to the Civic Media app and text the word, choose your station, click on the text button, and text the word GIFT. G as in George, I, F as in Frank, T as in Todd, GIFT. Aaron Zommers is hoping that I buy him a nice gift for the holidays. Gift. That is the word.
You don't have to buy me anything.
that is the word this hour. Text gift right now. Somebody this hour is going to win $100, and then everybody who texts in will be eligible at the end of 2 weeks to win one of our several grand prizes. Robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, and a set of luggage. Lots going on around the world today. Let's give you a couple of headlines. This United Healthcare assassination is getting more and more interesting by the minute. According to CNN, they have picked up a guy at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee called the cops. The guy's name, the person of interest, this is right out of Central Casting, Luigi Maggioni. Luigi Maggioni is the guy that they picked up at a McDonald's in Altoona, not Wisconsin, Altoona, Pennsylvania. All right. So UnitedHealth thanked law enforcement for apprehending the man suspected of shooting and killing CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan last week. Putting that out there. Apparently the NYPD has recovered a handwritten document, a multi-page handwritten document from the person of interest arrested today. The detective says, quote, "We don't think there's any specific threats to other people mentioned in that document, but it does seem he has some ill will toward corporate America," unquote. The document is currently in the possession of the Altoona Police Department in Pennsylvania. Police recovered an enormous amount of evidence in the investigation, which is ongoing. All right. A guy goes to McDonald's. Here's more of the story. The person of interest in this incident was, quote, "sitting there eating," unquote, at a McDonald's in Altoona. When an employee of the restaurant called police, they credit the tip to the wide circulation of a photo by NYPD released last week of the person without a mask on. Quote, "Luckily, a citizen in Pennsylvania recognized our subject and called local law enforcement." They said, quote, "At this point in our investigation, we don't think he was trying to flee the country," unquote. So we shall see. Getting more and more interesting, but that is the latest update. Again, a person of interest has been arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, not Wisconsin. Altoona, Pennsylvania. Luigi Maggioni, I just like saying his name, is the guy that they've captured. So there's that going on. Also, I've not really talked about it, haven't talked about it at all today, but lots going on overseas over the weekend. Assad, the dictator of Syria, overthrown over the weekend in Damascus after raining terror on his own citizens, notably with chemical weapons. The atrocities, unspeakable against his own people. He has fled the country. Reports are he may have gone to Russia or Iran. According to CNN, the Assad regime has effectively become a Russian-Iranian joint venture inside Syria. And both of those joint venture partners were no longer able to provide the support that the regime needed in order to survive. And that's a big part of why they are no longer in power. It's not the first loss that Iran has suffered over the course of the last year in the Middle East, according to reports, pointing out that Hamas and Hezbollah, two terrorist organizations deemed so by the United States Department of State under Bill Clinton, which they describe as, quote, badly diminished. Also saying that Iran's attempt to strike Israel with ballistic missiles had largely failed. Lots of complexities there. And on the face, and look, believe me, make this very, very clear. Assad was a beyond speakably evil person in how he treated his own citizens. But I will never forget years ago in talking with someone who had a meeting with Assad, a diplomat, back in my days working in politics. And the individual said to me, while Assad is an unspeakably terrible person, our fear is on the international community, if he is gone, what fills the void? So again, an important issue for just the Biden administration outgoing, but also the incoming Trump administration. It shows you, in part, just one of the hot spots in the world and why experience matters in places like Department of State, Department of Defense, intelligence. These appointments actually do mean something. And that's why people like Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, going to have a vote on these things. We'll continue to follow it. 15 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Don't forget the text to win contest going right now. Text GIFT, G-I-F-T, GIFT on the Civic Media app. You could be the person, someone's going to win $100 this hour. I'm not kidding around.
Could be you.
Could be you. That's not hyperbole, folks. $100 this hour. All you have to do is text in the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, on the Civic Media app. Download the app, go to your favorite station, and text in GIFT. You could win $100 this hour. Want to wrap up and put this, it's kind of been a hodgepodge day. Apologize. Lots going on, Mr. Zomers. We have the text to win contest. We have what's worse, news going on. But Tim in Whitewater, and appreciate Zomers for reminding me of this. Tim, last hour, on this issue of immigration. And he brought up this point that neither side has clean hands in this. Those are my words, not his. And he was right. He is right. Again, as someone who worked on immigration issues for 4 years in the House of Representatives, worked closely, great guy. Roger Lindo was his name, who ran the immigration office in Milwaukee for years, retired now. Very honest guy. Very insightful. Learned a lot from him. And one of my takeaways after working on immigration issues for the federal government is that neither Republicans nor Democrats, if you take the arc of time, have really done yeoman's work on fixing this issue. Remember, there have been times over the last 10 years where, you know, Joe Biden's first 2 years, Democrats control both houses of Congress and the presidency. Donald Trump, Republicans control both houses of Congress and the presidency. Can go back further. Obama, W. Bush. Both parties had the opportunity to truly fix our immigration crisis. The reason that they don't want to do it or have been reticent to do it, based on my experience, is that it's going to cost a lot of money. Because the problem is, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, and I don't blame them for it, by the way, because most people never have the opportunity that I have to see behind the curtain. They say, well, these people need to get legal. These people need to do it the right way. They need to apply. Guess what? Many of them do. But because our United States Congress does not fund immigration system in the United States and abroad fully, people are forced to wait for months, but more often years, and some people a decade plus to do it the quote unquote right way. And that's one of the biggest causes of quote unquote illegal immigration. The other cause is not fixing or to help fix the conditions at the heart of where these folks are coming from. So until you start having diplomacy abroad and putting money into the system of both the left and the right, you're going to continue to have this problem. Back to wrap up the show after this. It's the Tom Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which station you are listening to. And then following that, some local news, sports, weather. By the way, over the weekend, didn't get to this today, Wisconsin lost to Marquette. It was a well-fought game. Badgers were up 2 at halftime, but Marquette poured it on. Congratulations to Coach Shaka Smart and the Marquette Golden Eagles for getting the win over Wisconsin. It's Coach Smart's first victory. He had lost 3 times to Greg Gard and the Badgers. But down on their home floor, Marquette gets it done. Wisconsin takes on Illinois tomorrow in Champaign. Broadcast starts at 7 p.m. You can hear it on stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. You could also stream it on the Civic Media app. Badgers taking on Illinois tomorrow. Broadcast starts at 7 o'clock. Late game broadcast start, by the way. Speaking of the Civic Media app, you can enter in right now. Somebody this hour is going to win $100. Simply go to the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite station. Click text. And then text the word gift. G-I-F-T. Gift. Somebody this hour will win $100 cash, and you'll be entered in for one of 8 grand prizes chosen randomly by a computer. It could be a robot vacuum. And I like how they delineated it and said it's a robot vacuum, not a live person vacuuming. But it's a robot vacuum, a humidifier, espresso machine, a snowblower, or a luggage set. So all that's coming up. All you have to do is text the word gift right now to the Civic Media app. We've got about 7 minutes left or so. Another headline from today. Lara Trump, I like to say it, like the old telethon, Jerry Lewis. You know, he always used to say, "Hey, lady, Lara Trump." I don't know why. Most people I know are named Laura. I'm not sure I've ever heard of a Lara before. Anyway, Lara Trump will step down as co-chair of the Republican National Committee as she considers a number of potential options with her father-in-law, President-elect Donald Trump, set to return to the White House, according to the Associated Press. Among possibility is replacing Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who Trump tapped, talking about it in a grown-up gift list giveaway, Trump tapped to be the next Secretary of State. If Rubio is confirmed, his replacement would be chosen by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, would serve 2 years until the next regularly scheduled election in 2026, at which point the seat would open up for election again. Lara Trump told the Associated Press in an interview, quote, "It is something I would seriously consider. If I'm being completely transparent, I don't know exactly what it would look like, and I certainly want to get all the information possible if that's something that's real for me. But yeah, I'd 100% consider it," unquote. My guess is it's already a done deal. And one of our listeners brings up a great point on the text line. Chris says, if I'm a Republican in the Senate Republican caucus in D.C., I'd be a little concerned about this. Again, the U.S. Senate, one of those institutions we talked about. They're very proud of their institution. And a guy like incoming Majority Leader John Thune, he has said, look, the Senate's going to do its job on these nominees, advise and consent. It ain't automatic. Now, if you have Laura Trump, obviously Trump has his supporters like Lindsey Graham and others. But if you have your daughter-in-law on the inside of these closed caucus meetings, there ain't much separation at all, to put it bluntly, between executive branch, between executive branch and legislative branch. My guess is Laura Trump would not have stepped down as RNC chair had there not been something already in the works. Elected to co-chair the RNC back in March, Laura Trump was a key player in the Republicans retaking the White House and controlling the U.S. Senate while maintaining a narrow House majority, according to the Associated Press. Let me hasten to add that ain't my opinion. I really don't think that Laura Trump had anything strategically to do with this. Other than, we talked about this during the election, the campaign, that traditionally there is a wall, both legally and otherwise, between the RNC and the presidential campaign committee. So there's ads and staff that the RNC pays for and ads and staff that the presidential candidate pays for. But one of Laura Trump's main first things she did when she got there was to tear down that wall. And there was no line between the campaign, the National Campaign Committee, and the presidential campaign. Which the National Committee, by the way, both for Republicans and Democrats, they do a lot more than just elect the presidential candidate. They're supposed to also be involved in U.S. Senate races. To a degree, congressional races. Gubernatorial races. And Laura Trump made sure that the financial resources of the RNC almost all went to Donald Trump, or at least the vast majority of them. So a great point by the listener, by the caller, by the texter. I'd be a little miffed too if I was a U.S. senator, having Laura Trump potentially as the new junior senator from Florida. Great show today. Appreciate it. Again, you have a minute and a half left. A text right now, the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, GIFT, to the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour is going to win a $100 bill. GIFT, G-I-F-T. Text it right now. Your next chance to win is with Dominic in the 4 o'clock hour. For Zomers and for all of us, we appreciate you listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you right back here tomorrow with Luke Mathers and Tuesday Tangents of Luke.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, children's author Laura Bird with some holiday gift recommendations, not just for the young book readers on your list, but for the grown-ups as well.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.